The practice begins. Lie down, close your eyes, turn your palms up to the ceiling if that's comfortable for you, and take in a breath, and as you breathe out, make a sound. Two more times in your own time, please. Now, during this practice, we'll be adding one or two new elements, but the basic plan is to give the mind something to occupy it while the body in the background, so to speak, relaxes completely. If during the practice you find your mind wandering, remind yourself, breathe and relax. And let that thought come back to you. Breathe and relax. Traditionally in this practice, when you begin, you make a resolution about something in your life that you want to change. And you phrase the resolution in a positive way rather than negative way. So if that makes any connection to you, or if there's something in your life that you want to change, make that resolution to yourself now. Say it silently to yourself three times. And in the other work that we do, they say if you're serious about changing something, you'll vow to change a particular habit that you have every day for one lunar month, but if you're really serious, you'll do it for three lunar months. I leave you with that thought. I'll give you a moment either just to rest there doing nothing or to make a resolution for yourself. Now bring your awareness to your breathing. When we breathe in the most relaxed way, our chests won't move at all. Only the tummy will rise and fall. And looking around the room, it looks as though everyone is breathing that way. But if you find yourself in a situation where you're a bit agitated and you want to check to see how you're breathing when you're doing the practice, put one hand on your chest and the other on your tummy, and it will immediately give you feedback as to where you're breathing. And so you could try that now if you want to. When you breathe in, the hand that's on the tummy will rise, and the hand that's on the chest will hardly move at all, and in fact may not move at all. And then feel that as you breathe out, the tummy sinks. So there's a rising and a falling, so to speak. So feel that sensation now as you breathe in and out, and say to yourself, rising, falling, rising, falling. And then put your arms back on the floor if you've got them on your chest. Breathe and relax. Now we will do the little tension exercises today, but we'll do them in a different way. With your arms outstretched to your sides, not out to the side, to your side, so where they were is fine. This time when you clench your right fist, do it really slowly and more gently than we did yesterday. This is just a sensation we're after. So very gently close your fingers and feel that movement. And then feel the fingers come in contact with your palms. And then gently press your thumb to your index finger. And then make a gentle fist today. Nothing exerting, just soft. But as we get used to the sensations, even a simple gentle thing like this, you'll be able to feel it really clearly. And then slowly open your hands and extend the fingers so that they're straight and feel those other muscles working. And then relax all effort. And again, remind yourself that relaxing is about not doing. It's about letting go. Or some teachers describe it as surrendering. But in our culture, a lot of people don't like the word surrender, so letting go might be a good one. And now, let your awareness move down to your right foot. And today, let's draw the toes of the right foot up towards the knees. And really feel that stretch down the back of the leg. And then let the foot relax completely. No pointing today. And now move your awareness over to the left-hand side of your body. And draw the toes of the left foot up towards your knees. And feel the muscles down the back of the leg be stretched in that, and the muscles at the front of the leg actually doing it. And then let the foot go. Relax completely. Now, squeeze both bottom muscles together. And you'll feel the hips lift slightly when you do that. Don't try too hard, just squeeze to feel them and to feel that part of your body. And then slowly let that tension go and feel how the hips settle onto the floor. Be aware of the sensation of the hips settling onto the floor and molding to the surface of the floor. And now your left hand. Slowly curl the fingers of your left hand, trying to feel that sensation as clearly as possible. Press the thumb slowly to the index finger and then tighten it, but not anywhere near as tight as yesterday, just to feel the sensation of the fist clenching. And then slowly open the fingers and straighten the fingers completely and spread the thumb out as well. And then relax that effort. Relax it completely and let it go. Let all effort go. And now make sure that your teeth are not clenched together. So open a little space between the upper and lower jaw. You might want to move the jaw lightly from side to side, but don't do it quickly. If you are going to move any part of your body from now on, do it with imperceptible slowness. Imagine someone's watching you and you want to wriggle or squirm or do something, but you want to do it in a way that no one can actually see. Move like that. And then ask yourself if your cheeks are completely relaxed, whether your eye sockets, eyebrows, and forehead are completely relaxed. Is your scalp completely relaxed? Is the back of your neck completely relaxed? you may need to bring your chin in a millimeter or two and extend the back of your head along the floor, because it's very common for the neck to lengthen and for the lower back to come closer to the floor as well as you relax deeper and deeper. And now your right shoulder, is it resting on the floor completely comfortably? If you're not sure, unweight it the tiniest amount and then let it rest on the floor again and become aware of the immense weight of the body. As we relax, it's normal, if desirable, to feel heavier and heavier. In this way, we're surrendering completely to gravity. And the floor is supporting us completely, safely, deeply. And now the left shoulder, is it resting completely comfortably on the floor? If you're not sure, unweight it the tiniest amount and then let it rest back on the floor. Now turn your attention back to your breathing and notice without effort your breathing has become slightly shallower and slower. For the next three breaths, pause when the breath is fully in just for one, two, and then relax and feel how relaxing lets the air rush out of the body. Breathe in, feel those sensations, and when the breath is fully in, just pause gently, don't try too hard, then relax and feel the air rush out of the body. In your own time, please, three breaths where you pause with the breath in for a count of one, two. Now we will move our awareness around the meeting points between the body and the floor. The right heel. Become aware of the right heel. The right calf muscle and maybe the back of the right thigh if you're resting your legs on a bolster. The right hip. Feel how the right hip completely supported by the floor. The right hand side of the rib cage. The back of the right shoulder. And the whole of the right arm. The back of the head, resting safely and securely on the floor. the right shoulder and the left shoulder. Become aware of the right shoulder and the left shoulder resting on the floor. Become aware of the whole of the left arm resting on the floor. Feel how it has molded itself slightly to rest better on the floor. Do not sleep. Keep on listening to my voice. Feel the left hip resting on the floor. Feel the back of the right thigh on the floor or on the bolster. The back of the left thigh resting on the bolster. The left calf muscle. The left heel. The left and the right heel. The left and right calf muscle. The left and right hip. Now move your awareness gently back to your breathing. And this time, for three breaths, when the breath is out, pause with the breath out for a count of 1, 2. Don't make any muscular effort. Don't try too hard. This is just an experience. Feel the breath as the breath goes out, and when it comes to the end of that part of the cycle, just pause. 1, 2. And relax and feel the air come into the lungs and feel the cycle repeat. In your own time, please, three breaths where you pause with the breath out for a count of 1, 2. This is the state of deep relaxation. Each time you practice, you will fall into this state more quickly and over time more deeply, much more deeply. Tell yourself, it's good to be relaxed. It feels good to be relaxed. And you remind yourself that you're going to relax a little bit in ordinary daily life each time you breathe out. Remind yourself, breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Now, for the next few minutes, do nothing at all. Simply enjoy the experience of being deeply relaxed. If you find your mind wandering, remind yourself, breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Now you'll want to bring yourself back to ordinary consciousness, and the easiest way to do that is to lift your arms up towards the ceiling and out behind you as you breathe into the top of your chest and point the toes away from you. In your own time, please, repeat that 3 times. Breathing out now. Breathe in as you lift your arms up and out behind you. Point and stretch. And breathe out as you bring your arms back. There's no hurry. Take your time. When you're ready, roll over onto your side. The practice is over.